If I could, I'd just like to describe how they actually went about recording the information that we have today, because it really is quite impressive.
I mean, how the Sumerians recorded the information?
Yeah, exactly.
Go ahead.
They had basically two forms of doing it. One was in the form of a little cylinder seal, which was like usually a semi-precious stone, a round precious stone, that had a reverse carving in it, so that when you would roll this over wet clay, the reverse imprint would leave a positive picture.
Sure.
And most of the writings and things they left us was recorded in clay, since it was such an abundant resource in the Middle East. They used clay to write on tablets and to make these impressions with the cylinder seals.
It sounds a lot like something I don't think there's a lot of anymore around. But when I was growing up, there were a lot of what we called ditto machines.
That's right.
It sounds like an ancient ditto machine.
That's right. It's kind of like that. They use something called a stylus, which looked like an oversized screwdriver, and would kind of make like lines and characters by twisting and turning this stylus. And they created a system of writing that had over 400 characters called cuneiform script. It's very interesting that literally, again, right out of the Stone Age, the first language we have has 400 characters opposed to ours.
Right.
So that was one thing, cylinder seals, and then the tablets. They would make these, you know, clay tablets and would record all this information and would then fire these into a kiln, literally keying that phrase writing in stone, because they would then turn those clay tablets into stone.
You know, I wonder whether, like us as kids, I wonder whether they sniffed their tablets like we did with the dittos.
I hope not.
Okay. So that's one of them. So let's run down that then. This early printing press of sorts, right?
Yes.
What other early inventions can we trace back to Sumeria, which we have artifacts of now, which we were then sort of lost to civilization for a period of time?
Also game. The interesting thing is that they were the ones to first invent writing, and not only writing, they also had the first inventions of mathematics, very accurate records of astronomy, medicine, laws, courts and judges, systems of law, schools and institutions of education. These all, kingship, a king, you know, and followers in that order, all of this originated in Sumer. So one of the things that I focused on of interest to me was, one, their mathematics, and two, their astronomy. Their system of mathematics was based on a system called sexagesimal. Most people think that's 60, but in fact it was actually a combination of two. It was the number 10 and the number 6. And in doing so, they could do a very large divisible range of very high and small numbers. And so again, right out of the Stone Age, we have this culture that are like using fractions that they were aware of, like 3/4, 1/2, 1/4, 1/16, 1/64. They had all these breakdowns, and all of this was divisible by 12. They used this number 12 in some very interesting ways, which will spark some interesting things for us tonight.
Well, take us there right now then. What do you mean by that? Because is it, why would a base 12 mathematical system change the way we think about our culture or our past?
A base 60. Well, I would say this, you know, again, using their mathematical system, sexagesimal, in conjunction with their everything based around 12, and let me give you some of those. 12 hours in a day, 12 months in a year, 12 in a dozen, 12 inches in a foot. All of this comes from the Sumerian knowledge and lexicon of information they've bequeathed to us. They were the first ones to give us 360 degrees of the circle. The 12 houses of the zodiac, which was one of my personal favorites. You know, we have the constellation, and we've assigned to these constellations certain animal figures, and basically it's just the division of the heavens into 12 parts. The Sumerians were the first ones to invent that. And the reason why they did this was in the morning when you go out and you're standing looking where the sun is rising, and right before the sun is about to rise, you can still see the stars from which the sun is going to rise in front of. And so this is the time of what they called helechial rising, so that a man could go out and see, as the sun was rising, what constellation the sun was rising against, to tell you, we're in the age of Pisces, or the age of Aquarius. And this is information that was passed down to us by the Sumerians.